Welcome to the Precision Pays podcast, featuring news and information important for growers who want to produce more efficiently. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this program. Precision agriculture can be a wonderful tool to help producers operate more efficiently. But with the proliferation of equipment from many varied manufacturers, one of the problems a farmer can run into is not being able to share data between their various implements. The Precision Ag community has recognized this problem and is working to establish data standards to make those pieces of equipment better talk to each other with Ag Gateway, a consortium of ag businesses that helps the industry share information electronically in the agricultural and food supply chains, taking the lead. Kelby Kleinsaucer, who is the director of Ag Information for Raven Industries and the chairman of the new Precision Agriculture Council at Ag Gateway, says that starting earlier this year, they wanted to find a way to share data in field operations and data transfer, while protecting the proprietary information each company brings to the table.
It's a multifaceted effort, and again, you know, this is not without precedent. There are other groups out there that have, taken a swipe at this, and current efforts that are going on, certainly with a different level of support, or maybe sort of a different target or goal in mind. But generally speaking, we feel like with the Precision Ag Council hosted by Ag Gateway, we feel like the organization has the critical mass that we need, and has proven it with their history to really, I think, make an impact.
Kleinsaucer understands that some Precision Ag companies might not want to share their clients with everyone else and take out the incentive for those farmers to stay with just one system. But he says companies can't just see it as locking up a client to only one manufacturer's products.
I think what's going to end up happening in agriculture, I'll try to answer that question. You know, it's going to turn into more of a meritocracy than it is sort of a monopoly. And I'm not suggesting that it's a monopoly necessarily, or that that's even something we're trying to address here. What we're really trying to address is, the end benefit to the grower, and the end benefit to organizations like USDA and EPA and so on. We want to make sure that as Precision Ag providers, that we are, being stewards of the industry, and we also, want to make sure that, we can play an important role in driving the direction of the industry as opposed to somebody else driving it for us. To answer your question more directly, yeah, absolutely. We've heard those concerns and a lot of others. But the fact of the matter is, all these guys showed up and they all participated. And I didn't hear any one person sort of throughout that discussion, at least the initial discussion anyway, sort of say, you know what, if it doesn't go this way, we're not going to participate. In fact, it was just the opposite. It was a very collaborative sort of environment, and frankly, I was very encouraged by the type of participation that we had. Now, when we really start zeroing in with these working groups, I've covered three of them now. There's a couple of others that I'll hopefully get back to. When we really start zeroing in on the details of all these subjects, I can imagine that, it's going to become a contentious at times, but at the same time, I really feel like we've secured, and we are securing support from the highest levels within the organizations that are represented here, such that cooperation will be required. There's a good solid understanding now, at least a solid understanding that's brewing anyway, of what we're trying to accomplish here. And I believe that the support from the top of all these organizations will certainly be a key part of the success of the organization, obviously just as much as it is from engineers, product managers, program management, and so on.
And Kleinsaucer says proprietary information will be protected.
We're not talking about open source. We're talking about open standards. And, for anybody to assume that their participation in this, in this standards committee and this standards body in any way, shape, or form has anything to do with opening their proprietary software up for others to use and to do what they will with is just not the case. And I'm assuming that that's kind of the nature of the question that you're asking
right here.
The intellectual property that exists within all these organizations will be maintained. And, you know, certainly there are probably going to be corner cases where things are shared, and they have to be. But by and large, you know, from my view anyway, I don't see, you know, a conspicuous issue there. The second answer to that is one of the reasons that Ag Gateway serves as such a terrific host here is because they really went out of their way to focus on what they call the antitrust guidelines. The antitrust guidelines basically sort of, they do a good job of separating the, you know, the commercial aspects of competition and the industry in general from sort of the more altruistic aspects of what we're doing. And, you know, just by sort of joining Ag Gateway as a member and, you know, paying your dues and participating in your committees and so on, you are subject to those antitrust guidelines, and therefore, you know, frankly, the conversations about the commercialization of your product and how the standards, the new standards as they're developed, may impact your organization are really not considered to be part of the dialogue. And that really, I think, is the job of, you know, the Ag Gateway organization itself. It's the job of the chairman and the vice chairman to ensure that those sorts of things don't take place, and it's really ultimately on all of the participants and the members of the various working groups and so on to be stewards of the antitrust guidelines. So we'll have to take a wait and see approach with this particular council, but I know historically we've been very successful with this, not without challenges, but been successful with it, and I think that the Precision Ag Council, based upon the participation that I've seen anyway, will follow suit.
Kleinsasser says they're looking for more input on how to get this multi-year effort done.
The organization, by its very nature, sort of cross-pollinates. There's, you know, a very rich understanding within the Ag Gateway organization of how retail operations might relate to seed operations. And, you know, naturally I'm going to leave a lot of people out here, you know, feed and seed and so on. There's a tremendous amount of cross-pollination. And as part of the council activities, there's also a responsibility for each individual council to represent themselves on the other councils. So one of the first activities that I performed was to identify those within our Precision Ag Council, for example, who are interested in participating with our sister councils. And, you know, we had a very easy time, let's put it that way. It was really no problem at all to find individuals that were willing to help participate on those cross councils. And the inverse is true. So we anticipate that we'll have membership from, you know, from the retail and seed and feed councils, the directory oversight committees, even the ornamental horticulture. There's a couple of other new ones that's been up this year as well. We fully expect that we'll have representation from all of those councils. Within the Precision Ag Council.
Kleinsasser hopes to see significant progress over the next 12 months, although it will take several years to get the standards locked down. In the meantime, you can get more information and watch the progress at Ag Gateway's website, aggateway.org. That's today's Precision Pays podcast. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this program. I'm John Davis reporting.